Thanks for listening to the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show. Fox Sports Radio. A lot of stuff we got going on here today, kids. The Doug Gottlieb Show is brought to you live and direct daily from, from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios. Call 888-FARMERS. You can start saving on car insurance today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Tiger apparently was golfing with Dwayne Wade earlier today. How do we know this? Dwayne Wade posted it on his Instagram page. And after he got done playing, he was injured in a single vehicle rollover accident. This is per the LA County Sheriff's Department. Woods had to be cut out of the car with the jaws of life. Now, his agent, Mark Steinberg, released this statement. Tiger Woods was in a single car accident this morning in California where he suffered major multiple leg injuries. He's currently in surgery. So I guess here's the question. 888. I need the number. I'm sorry, guys. Huh? 877-99 on Fox. My bad. 877-99 on Fox. I'll give you my immediate thoughts. Dan Beyer is kind of our golf aficionado as well as host of his own show. And he hosts I Want Your Flex podcast, but he's our resident golfer. We'll pop on some other people as well, and we'll keep you updating the story. There's a lot of sports stuff I'd like to get to. We're going to take you to Seattle. Could Russell Wilson be on the move? There's a story out of Houston that Deshaun Watson would approve a trade to three different teams. That's fascinating to me. There's a Dak Prescott story out there. If you're listening to Dan Patrick this morning, my man Sean Salisbury was on with Dan. He gave his thoughts. My thoughts are a little bit different. Obviously, Sean was a starting quarterback in the NFL. He knows it a little bit differently than I do, better than I do. T.J. Hushmanzada is going to join us, and Eddie House is going to join us. Lakers lose without two of their top three scorers, but lose at home to the Wizards. So there's a lot to get to. And then last night, great college basketball game and a chance for America to learn about Cade Cunningham, who may well be the number one overall pick in the draft. But let's react to Tiger. So Tiger in another car accident. This one does not involve Elon, does not involve any sort of mass scandal. Obviously, there's going to be speculation because he appeared a little bit out of it when he did an interview with Nance over the weekend. And he had, remember, prior to him having back surgery again, prior to winning the Masters, he had the DWI where it had the recording. He didn't actually know where he was. So, of course, everyone is going to speculate that there was some form of intel. Just got done playing golf, you know, who hasn't on the 19th hole or even as soon as you get to the turn, you crack your first one. We don't know. And to people who say that's unfair, I would say it would be unfair if there wasn't a history of driving while intoxicated or a history of using some sort of substance and the obvious pain of having another back surgery. Right? Like it's not that big a stretch. It doesn't mean you wish any harm upon him, but it's a reasonable thing that we're all speculating upon. And what happens is that there'll be some places in my profession, you can't speculate on that. And then there'll be other people that'll just be over the top. Well, you know, he was like, we don't know. We don't know anything. All we know is we hope the guy's okay. Right? And there's that kind of, there's that classic kind of push-pull of, it's like, did his dad push him too much? Is that the reason that he is how he is? How much of it is about, how much of it is about his own personal accountability, his own decisions as an adult? You know, who we are as kids does in many ways determine how we are as adults, but let's not blame every bit of our flaws on our parents, right? Their parents were flawed and, you know, like, but in different ways, or maybe they weren't. I don't know. When I hear Tiger Woods in a single car accident and he's having leg surgery, I think this is what I think. I hope he, of course, is okay. I'm guessing he never plays golf competitively again. And that's the part that sucks. He has a magnificent gift, which he has honed, which he has worked on, which he has shared with the world, which in rare instances recently has come out in spectacular fashion. You know, I mean, look, it was a year and a half ago, or two years ago, he was the Masters champion. It was the greatest personal comeback in the history of sport. He's a Masters champion. So when I hear it, I think that's the last time we're going to see him play competitive golf, right? He's obviously sustained injuries in the past, but you know, like, there's only so much a body can take. And even though golf is far less stressful on your body than, say, football or basketball, you do need your legs. He's had knee surgery, Achilles tendon surgery. He's had, you know, multiple back surgeries, one which he's recovering from now. And of course, multiple leg injuries. To me, that's the last time we'll see him swing a golf club. Anything other than being the starter at, you know, the Masters and the U.S. Open and whatever. But what a personal story. You know, what a Greek tragedy. Hopefully he comes out okay. Let me get you to Dan Beyer. Dan, when you saw it pass, because I think we all, and I don't know when we started reporting it. I was talking to some people and looking at it and watching the local stations, but I saw it cross. It was actually an iHeart correspondent who first tweeted it out, and that was about 30 minutes ago.
Yeah.
It's guy Stephen Gregory, who's a correspondent for AM 640. It's one of our cluster of stations in Southern California. Dan Beyer, what did you think when you first saw it?
Well, first of all, let me just say a couple of things. This happened at 7 o'clock this morning, or just after 7 o'clock local time. So the video that Dwayne Wade put up yesterday, there was a picture with David Spade. That stuff was actually happening yesterday. So that's Tiger was doing stuff in the Rancho Palos Verdes, Rolling Hills area with those guys yesterday. So for those that have seen the Dwayne Wade clip, that actually was recorded yesterday. This happened at just after 7 o'clock this morning. I went back to the painkiller scenario again of this is what happened. This is maybe why it happened. The scene is crazy, and I know if you're driving in your car, you can't see it, but Dougie crossed over a median and then crossed over two lanes of traffic into then the opposite side of that street, and then the car ended up crashing on a almost kind of into a hill or on the side of a hill. So this just wasn't hit a light pole, hit a tree sort of thing. This went across multiple lanes of traffic, went into a side, you know, hill, which tells me that the vehicle then was severely out of control, that maybe Tiger wasn't in it. That's only me drawing conclusions, but that seems to be, I went back to the painkiller stuff. What's that?
Wasn't in the vehicle?
What's that?
You said it led me to believe the vehicle was severely out of control and Tiger wasn't in it.
No, Tiger was in it. Yeah, he's the only one in the vehicle. I said that, which led me to believe that Tiger was maybe under the influence of painkillers. That's what I brought back to. I'm not reporting this. I'm just speculating, but
I've always disagreed with the idea that, like, everyone else in the world is speculating the exact same thing. Sure. I'm looking at the street going, like, is it a sharp turn? Is it not a sharp turn? Could his cell phone have fallen on the ground? Yeah. He went to pick it up, right? Like, you want to make every excuse possible, but considering he has had a DUI, he has been on, I'm sure he's on pain meds, right? And he just, you know, whatever I don't know if he was playing golf or not playing golf. I guess he played with David Spade yesterday. I don't, you know, the whole thing is, it's scary. Okay, do you think he ever swings a golf club in a competition ever again?
Yes. Hmm. I don't know if he wins again. I also thought you mentioned the Masters, and we got so caught up into him winning that time that he went from 14 to 15, and then everybody wanted to go to 19. And I did think at the time that that was Jack Nicklaus's 1986, where Jack came out of nowhere and added to his major title and you know, hadn't won in 6 years in a major championship, that was the one-off. That's what I felt that Tiger's was in 2019, that was actually the one-off, not that he was going to go on a streak of wins. So I do think he plays again. I just think it's, you know, now you come back from this where he's reportedly suffered multiple leg injuries. Now you have to rehab that. You have to rehab your back. He's going to be, what, 46 in December? He just turned 45 a couple of months ago. Yeah, so the odds just aren't there. And now having to deal with all of this stuff just seems very unlikely. Would have been unlikely for him to win again if he was, you know, continuing on this track, recovering from that back injury. So this makes it even more difficult.
It's a crazy story. It's a crazy, crazy, crazy sad story. You do think he plays competitive golf again? I don't. But again, none of this is, we have no information other than having had multiple leg injuries and he's currently in surgery. Right? I just at some point your body's like, bro, you can't do it. The way in which you swing a golf club is so violent and there's such incredible torque put on your back, your hips and your knees and your ankles that, you know, like, and this would not be, this is obviously not his first surgery. So we'll see. All right, we're going to continue to keep you updated and just try and be reasonable here, you know? 877-99 on Fox is the number. 877-996-6369. If you're just joining us, Tiger Woods in a car accident in LA mid-morning on a beautiful, clear, crisp day. Some reports had him playing golf with Dwayne Wade today, some yesterday, David Spade yesterday. Regardless, as Dan Beyer pointed out, it wasn't like he was going around a sharp hairpin turn and just misjudged it and hit the rail. This was an accident where there's crossed over the center median several times and crashed on a rather innocuous part of the road.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The big story of the day is Tiger Woods was involved in a single car accident. He's in surgery for his legs per his agent, Steiny Mark Steinberg. I offered up, hey, just your thoughts when you heard it, 877-99 on Fox. Dimitri in Phoenix, you're on the Doug Gottlieb Show. Go ahead, Dimitri.
Doug! Dan, Byron, Doug, listen to you two. I'm so glad you guys are taking phone calls now. Great job. Listen, we cannot afford to lose Tiger Woods. I'm out. I don't want to go through that. We went through that with Kobe, and I'm not interested in going through that again. But, Mr. Gottlieb, I really wanted to get on your show today, and I want to say thank you for being the person you are and breaking down these racial situations that you hear in sports talk radio the way you do. With so much class and so much respect, you make sure America gets the other side.
I appreciate it. I don't know if I prevent the other side or just what the middle actually looks like, but thanks, Dimitri, for the call. James in Virginia, you're on the Doug Gottlieb Show. Go ahead, James.
Oh, thank you for taking my call, brother. Happy Tuesday, man. We all watching him. The first things I thought about when I heard the news just recently, man, was one, I hope he survives the surgery because there's a lot of major arteries in your legs. So I hope he survives it, too. Hopefully he can walk again. Again, man, when you're dealing with the legs, you never know what can happen. And third, if those two things are good, that he does survive, he can walk, I do believe that you will see him on a course again because as a Washington fan, to watch Alex Smith come back from the horrific leg injury that he had, it just tells me that when you're a competitor, and Doug, you can speak on it more so than most, that you're going to do everything you can to get back to what you were doing before. Now, whether or not he can win another major, that remains to be seen, but hopefully he's okay and he can survive and have a normal life going forward, and maybe we get to see something great again from him, man. Thanks for taking my call, man. We are Washington. Have a great day.
I appreciate it, James. Thanks for the call. Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. All right, we'll get you an update here from Dan in like 5 minutes. He'll get all the latest of what he knows, and then we're going to take you to Seattle A guy named Dick Fan is going to join us from KJR. We'll talk a little Russell Wilson. Let's start the quarterback conversation, okay? There's some Deshaun Watson stuff out there. I'll get that to you. There's some Russell Wilson stuff. We'll take you to Seattle. I saw this story about Dak Prescott. Without a long-term deal by March 9th, so we're a couple weeks away here, the Cowboys will tag Dak Prescott for the second straight year, and it will cost them $37.7 million against the cap. That's the real downside for an NFL team giving a guy a franchise tag is that money goes dollar for dollar against the cap. You can't hide it. You can't kick it down the road. And remember, the cap stayed essentially the same at about $180 million this year. So you look at the percentage that you're using up on one player, whereas if you sign him to a long-term deal, you could delay that cap hit a couple of years while you kind of reinvigorate and reload, much the way the Kansas City has done. So I've heard just about everything. Most people will say, like, why don't you just sign him? Why don't you just sign him? And it should be noted that the Cowboys tried to sign him, offered him a 5-year deal. He wanted a 4-year deal to be back out in the market. Now, remember, he wanted a 4-year extension. Okay, a 4-year extension. So we would be entering year 2 of it. And here's what I've heard from people. Well, if you don't sign him this year and you franchise tag him, well, then next year you're not using the transitional tag, which is, it's like mid-40s to high-40s per year, whatever. And, you know, which means he's going to become Kirk Cousins. And he's going to leave. And that may be the case. You know, here's the thing, though, okay? That the Dallas Cowboys are going to be vilified if they don't sign Dak Prescott to what I think everybody will understand is a bad contract. Right? I'm sorry. Well, Pat Mahomes, he's not Pat Mahomes. He's not. There is nothing that he has done that leads you to think he's Pat Mahomes. Well, not his fault that they lost. Never. They haven't beaten a good team in 2 years with him. Not one. And some of the teams that they've beaten that are, you know, that are bad teams, or some of the teams they've lost to haven't had all their guys. Do I think the defense is flawed? Of course. Of course. Okay. But quarterback is a position not just of leadership, but also and production, but also of results. And what you heard about Dak early on was, you know, look, it's not pretty, but he wins. And now you're like, well, look at the gross yardage he puts up. They don't win, but not his fault. Never his fault. Like, I think the Kirk Cousins comparison is perfect. I think he's a little bit more athletic. You know? I think he's a slightly better quarterback than Kirk Cousins. And if that leads you to think that I'm going to pay a guy $40 million plus because Pat Mahomes got it, like, sorry, you're not the same guy. But the ridiculousness of, well, look, so he'll make like $75 million over these next 2 years. Okay, so whatever contract he was going to sign, that goes right in line with it. The only difference is there's no long term. So the idea that I'd be so mad I made $75 million guaranteed, including last year's guarantee, which he made, even though he got hurt. And it's not like they're holding it against him. They're offering him a new contract. Like, hey, dude, you just got hurt. We're going to dial you back a little bit. Like, think about it. If I'm in a contract year, right, with iHeartRadio, it's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Say I'm in a contract year, okay, and I miss half of the year because I have throat surgery and I can't speak. And it's not my fault. Like, I've just been working so much. You know, it's like part of the deal, right? Do you think that iHeart would offer me a raise? Right? Well, it's like, look, we love you. We want you back. Like, and you missed half a year. So we paid you for that whole year, even through a pandemic, and we're going to give you a raise. But that's what the Cowboys are going to do. And people, well, it's not enough. Like, okay, at some point it is enough. And if not, then he becomes a free agent the following year. And you see if you're the Cowboys. If you still can't win with him, then what's the point? What's the point of paying him a bunch of money? no matter what you do and what you put around him, you're not winning. I thought that was the goal of the whole thing.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
What up, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. Crazy news. And I'm sitting outside getting some air. It's a beautiful sunny day in Southern California. Sorry if it's cold where you are, if it's warming up and thawing out and starting to get all squishy from the snow melting away. I'm not going to apologize. It's expensive to live here. And the reason it is because it's beautiful. And today was an absolutely stunning day. So then I look at my phone and I see Tiger Woods involved in a one car accident. And a gentleman named Stephen Gregory tweeted it. And then I look at Stephen Gregory, and he's a correspondent for iHeartRadio, AM 640, which is one of our AM talk stations on our iHeart cluster here in Southern California. And so I sent it to a couple of friends, and they were like, Steve's legit. It's real. And then, of course, 10, 15 minutes later, people started coming out with more information. We'll get to Stephen in a second. He'll join us. 888 Farmers to switch. And you can save an average of $470 on auto insurance. That's a lot of money for a quick phone call, don't you think? That's the average nationwide annual savings survey data July to December 2020.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, bum, bum.
So Tiger Woods involved in a crash. Let's get to all of what we know as of this moment. Stephen Gregory joins us again, correspondent iHeartRadio. First, like, was it police scanner? How did you find out about it?
Well, first of all, Doug, I'm glad to know that your friend said that I was legit.
Well, it's people who work with, for the same people we work with, and I was like, "Do you guys know Stephen Gregory?" Yeah, he's legit. Well, just because you don't want to like retweet a fake tweet, right?
And you're
like,
"Oh God, no!" And let me tell you,
yeah,
I've broken many stories in my career, and there's always that butt pucker moment where you just sit there and go, "God, I really hope my sources are right. I really do, but they're all reliable." So, but to answer your question, Doug, it was sources within the LA County Sheriff's Department, which I've worked with for many years. And I got a heads up just after 11 o'clock this morning. The accident happened about 7:14 this morning. So everyone knew there was a crash in Palos Verdes, which is a very ritzy part of Southern California. And so even helicopters from TV stations were showing footage of this bad crash this morning, but no one knew who the occupant was. And then I got the call just after 11, and all I got was, we had to rescue, and then they gave Tiger's legal name to me. And I'm like, who? Because I didn't know the legal name off the top of my head. And then when I realized who he was talking about, and then he gave me some details, and I'm like, got it. Okay. So then that's when it kind of started from there, and that's when I sent the tweet.
Okay, so it was 7:15 in the morning. Okay, so there's a bunch to it. So because early on there was he was playing golf with Dwayne Wade because there was social media stuff, but that was actually yesterday. Also David Spade yesterday. So it's early in the morning when some of the details were given. We hear one car crash. I'm watching on TV and educating myself. Apparently you can pick up some speed. Was it at a turn, a bend?
Yeah, there's a bit of a bend, Duncan. So what happens is he was headed north down Hawthorne Boulevard, which is a pretty major thoroughfare through there. And just in that slight bend there, there's an embankment. And it looks like, according to deputies on the scene, it looks like that he lost control of the vehicle. And so much so that he hit at least a tree. The vehicle flipped when it hit the curb, and then it kind of rolled upwards up that embankment. And I'm not sure how many times it rolled. But then there's the debris field. Now, it doesn't appear that there's any visible skid marks, which usually indicates high speed. And we don't know if it was distracted driving or what, but they do say that my sources there on the scene said that there was no initial indication of alcohol, no smell of alcohol or anything like that. There will be, of course, a full investigation with a tox screen, so we should learn a little bit more about it.
Yeah, I'm like, look, we don't want to speculate, but because he's had some alcohol stuff, but also some pain pill stuff in the past. And he had an appearance at Riviera at the Genesis Invitational this past weekend where he looked a little bit out of it. You know, like, I actually think it's reasonable speculation considering his past, right? Like, I understand that it's not your job to speculate nor necessarily ours, but I think this is reasonable to wonder, dude, how does a dude have this sort of accident at 7:15 in the morning?
Sure. And, you know, you can speculate a bunch of different theories, but all I know is that something caused a distraction and he was traveling at what would appear at a very high rate of speed. And those two factors together don't ever end well, especially when you're in a kind of a hilly area with curves and bends and things like that. So, but he's extremely lucky to have just suffered the leg injuries. And, you know, using the jaws of life usually indicates that the vehicle's mangled. The wreckage is so mangled and he's pushed in there like a sardine. So it's, yeah, so there was some serious speed involved.
How bad was when you talk to your sources? We know he's in surgery, but again, that's very, very vague, right? Can be for a laceration, can right. be for multiple breaks. You know, it well, could be a myriad of things. How bad did they seem to think it was?
It was characterized to me by someone there that it was possibly a broken leg, is what was explained. But then when his manager came out and said multiple leg injuries, that could be multiple fractures as well. But I was told that they initially were rushing into the hospital because of what they thought was a broken leg.
Fascinating stuff, right? Like it's you of all the stories you've broken, like this is just a car accident that had happened hours before that you got a tip on, and now it becomes like the biggest story right now going, part of it because it's Tiger and part of it because there's nothing else going on.
Well, what we would typically cover is that there was a crash in a residential neighborhood with a vehicle at a high rate of speed and a bunch of fire crews had to be on scene and whatnot. And we would make it what we call in the business a small reader, where the anchor would just do one or two lines, move on to the next story. But then when you get a call from a source that, you know, throws down the name at you and you're like, ah, okay, well, then that, you know, that escalates our coverage a little bit more. So, and, you know, this the reality of living in this part of the country, as you well know.
Yeah, completely. Hey, man, thanks for joining us. Great work. I'm sure you have a bunch of these to do, and you have the rest of your day job to do it. Thanks so much for joining us.
Doug, thank you. Call anytime.
All right, that's Stephen Gregory, correspondent, iHeartRadio, AM 640.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Let's catch up with TJ Houshmandzadeh. You can hear him on Up On Game with LeVar Arrington and Plexico Burress Saturday afternoons, 1 to 3 Eastern time. TJ, let me start with Tiger Woods crashes his car this morning. What was the first thing you thought when you heard it?
Number one, wow. And the second thing was, man, I hope he's okay. I mean, that's when things that have been happening in the sports world in the last year or two, you just hope he's okay. He has children. He's been through a lot in his life, and you just hope he's okay. Because then I also saw he had to be extracted with the jaws of life. And you see that, that's like, oh, my God, how bad was the accident?
Yeah, not good. The opposite of good. It was really, really not good. Apparently, just his legs, he's going to survive, non-life-threatening. But then you start to wonder, like, are we ever going to see the guy play golf again? He's already nursing back surgery and now leg injuries. It's hard to fathom that this guy will be able to come back from another setback.
You would assume having back problems, just anything in your lower body, and you're trying to do an athletic sport and move and twist, I would assume that part of Tiger Woods as we know him will be no longer. But I'm sure his family and himself, if he's healthy, that's what they care about. Golf is a bonus. If he's able to play golf again, that's a bonus. But I would assume that he wouldn't be able to. But just the fact that he's alive, he's going to make it through this. His kids will have a father in their life. That's probably, for me, the most important thing.
TJ Houshmandzadeh joining us on the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Supposedly half the teams in the league have called about Russell Wilson. Why would the Seahawks trade Russell Wilson when they have him under contract for a couple years?
Idiots. That's one word. Not smart. But, you know, Pete Carroll thinks a lot of it is him. And so coaches that have that ego and they believe they are the reason why, that's why they would consider it, because they feel like it's their system. They're the reason they're winning, and it's not the players, and it's not Russell Wilson. And so if they do that, good luck to them. It wouldn't be the smartest thing to do. I wouldn't do it. I would sit down and talk to Russell, but it could be ego.
Do you think they will?
I would venture to say no. I always err on it. Like, why would you trade a quarterback that is one of the best in the league, one of possibly can go down as one of the best ever. And then what are you going to do? You're going to go try to play in a quarterback. So it makes no sense to trade a quarterback when all you're going to do is going to go try to find a guy that you hope can be like Russell Wilson. Makes no sense.
I agree. So why would Houston trade Deshaun Watson?
Because Deshaun Watson has let it be known he's not happy. He doesn't want to be there. I don't believe Russell Wilson is unhappy in Seattle. He wants some things to change, but it's not to the level of Deshaun Watson. It's a lot of mistrust in Houston. I don't believe that's the case in Seattle.
Okay, so if you're Deshaun Watson, apparently the three teams that he would be open to being traded to, Carolina, Miami, and the Jets. If you go to the Jets, like the whole idea of the Jets is they have all this cap space and they have draft picks, but the cap space, definitely the draft picks wouldn't be there, and some of the cap space wouldn't be there if he was traded there. Like, if you don't like one organization, why would you like the Jets?
I look at the best of those teams you just named. The best situation is the Miami Dolphins. They're a really good defensive team. They have a lot of picks as well. And they wouldn't have to – they're not set back. Like, you go to the Jets, you're giving up so much, but you need those picks to acquire Deshaun Watson and put talent around them. And so the Dolphins have the team that's ready now. Is it when you start talking 3 and 4 first round picks? Honestly, those first round picks, they're all aren't going to hit. But it's just hard to part with guys that are going to be pieces that help Deshaun Watson get over the hump if he was to go to those teams. And so, I'm not looking at the Jets if I'm him. I'm more so looking at the 49ers and the Miami Dolphins because I believe those teams have a defensive system in place. And an offensive system, specifically with the 49ers, that can win now with them.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Okay, what about the Niners? What do they do with Garoppolo?
If you can get Deshaun Watson, he's somebody else's problem. I mean, can you imagine Deshaun Watson with Kyle Shanahan? Like, Kyle Shanahan looked like his whole team got hurt this year, and they were still competitive. Defensively, they have the players. They're going to lose some guys, but they have the players. Kyle Shanahan is such a great offensive mind. If you put him with Deshaun Watson, look out.
It's the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. That's the voice of T.J. Houshmandzadeh. Hoosh, what about Ben Roethlisberger? Like, a year ago, the Steelers, Kevin Colbert, their GM's like, hey, we're all kids. The only adult in the room is Ben Roethlisberger because he's won a Super Bowl before. Now they're like, yeah, he can come back, but you know, I don't know. We got to make some. Do they not want him back, or do they want to make sure they change his salary?
Oh, it's probably a little bit of both, but they want to make sure that salary is reduced greatly, at least by 50%. You can't pay Ben that. You just can't. His cap number, I believe, is over $40 million. When he performed the way he did down the stretch, you can't justify giving him that type of money. You just can't do it. And so I believe they're going to try to cut it in half at least, and Ben might – he probably would not agree to that. And so do they have an answer in-house? You would like to think Dwayne Haskins, if he can get put in a good, stable environment, a good, stable organization like the Steelers, can live up to the hype and the promise that he had. But you just don't know. But there's no way that they can pay Ben Roethlisberger the salary that he's due with the way he played down the stretch. You can't do it.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. I agree with you. I totally agree with you. How much of an upgrade do you think Stafford is for the Rams?
Huge. Doug, I've been saying this for a long time. Matthew Stafford is by far and away one of the best quarterbacks in the league. He's in Detroit, and he played a part in this as well. They didn't win enough games, but he's super accurate. He has a cannon for an arm. He's extremely smart. I was one, as soon as I saw that trade, I'm like, wow, the Rams got over. And people think, oh, you give up this and you give – you had to give up one first-round pick. You, in essence, sold Jared Goff's contract. Basically, here, take his contract. We'll give you a first-round pick. And then everything else was for Stafford. If the Rams can add a deep threat to this offense with Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, Gerald Everett, Higby, that offense is going to be explosive. And Cam Akers in the backfield, that's an explosive offense. They need a deep threat.
Okay, now we start to wonder about the quarterbacks in this upcoming draft. And I don't know, have we gotten to the place where you're working out with these guys, or you're still just on tape?
No, so working out with him. We're working out with Trevor, obviously, before he had the surgery. Was very impressed with him in the limited time he was out here throwing with us. And then I will convene later this week with the other top quarterbacks in the draft. So I'll be able to I'll form an opinion on who I think is best, who I think this and that, here in the next couple weeks. We'll get on the field with everyone else the rest of this week.
What Trevor Lawrence has been built up as the best prospect since Andrew Luck. You worked with him some before he had the shoulder surgery and the left shoulder. What did you think?
I was impressed. And the physical talent is there. It was the way he conducted himself. Walks up to the field, speaks to everyone, holds conversations with everyone. And people think, oh, that's nothing. But you'll be surprised how many guys will walk up there and not speak to anyone. They'll just come in there, put the cleats on, start warming up, and spoke to everyone, conversations. Communicating with the receivers on why he put the ball here, when he saw them do this, what he expected them to do, and he's not going to play with these guys. And so I was just impressed from that perspective. The physical talent is obvious there, but he's going to get in that locker room, and guys are going to take to him right away just because of that trait that he has.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, how big a drop-off do you think it is between him and the rest of the quarterbacks?
I don't know if they're – I'm not going to discredit any of these guys and say it's a drop-off. But I'll be honest with you. Like I said, I will get on the field with the rest of these guys this week, the Zach Wilsons, the Justin Fields, the Kyle Trask. I'll be on the field with them this week. And I'll check back with you in 2 to 3 weeks, and I'll let you know.
Do you think Wentz fixes the Colts offense?
Wow. I'm not going to say I don't know. That's the easy answer. I'll say yes, he does. I'll get off the fence. I won't straddle the fence. I'll say, yeah, he will. And it's really more so Frank Wright being able to connect with him mentally. Because physically, Carson Wentz can play. He physically can play. It's something between the ears that's holding them back. That he has that mental block, and I believe Frank Wright is going to be able to tap into that and get him over that hump. Offensive line, solid. Run game, solid. Good young receivers. Good defense. So he has everything he needs in Indy to succeed. And it's all to Frank Wright to mentally get Carson Wentz back to what he was, and I believe he will.
Yeah, it's got to be a real hard thing to rebuild somebody's game and their confidence. The good thing is the familiarity with the system and with each other, and there's inherent trust built in there. Trust built in there with him. Although there's some on that coaching staff that apparently didn't get along with him. So that part is going to be really interesting. If you're the Jets, obviously you haven't gotten a look at Zach Wilson. Do you keep Sam Darnold?
I'm a fan of Sam Darnold. I really am. But if you think Zach Wilson is this type of prospect that you can't pass on, you have to get rid of him. But I'm a fan of Sam Darnold. I've said this before. Can you name the Jets starting receivers?
No.
And if you could name them, could they start on any other team? And so
No. That's
what Sam Darnold is dealing with. And, you know, we want to give the quarterback all the credit, but you got to have help around him. You need to have an offensive line that can keep him upright. You need to have receivers that when they get one-on-one coverage, they can win. And I don't believe Sam Darnold has had that since he's been in the Jets. Outside of Robbie Anderson, he hasn't had a receiver that can really just go get it. And so – until they give him that type of help, you just don't know what Sam Darnold can be. I believe Sam Darnold can be a really good quarterback in his league, but you have to give him the weapons that these other quarterbacks have.
That's the voice of TJ Houshmandzadeh. Up on Game is at 1 o'clock Eastern on Saturdays. Of course, you can download the podcast as well, Plaxico Burress, LeVar Arrington, and TJ. TJ, great stuff, dude. Call us back when you work those guys out.
I appreciate it, Doug. Be out there tomorrow with them, brother.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.